dealing with these days that come between the Me'asir, the days between Pesach and Shavuos. A lot has been said exactly what the function of these days are, but one thing we know is that we know that Klal Yisrael has three Me'adim, and these Regalim are not merely three independent Regalim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. They're actually a set which come and follow a very specific order, and they're meant to create a certain, they created something way back when, and now every single generation we have, every year we have the ability to tap into that vis-a-vis ourselves and recreate whatever that set creates. But insofar as it is a set, so that means that it was structured in a specific manner. And that being the case, the time between, the intervals between each Moed should as well have a specific function in the role of Klal Yisrael. So what is that function? So perhaps there's one short machshava. We understand that Pesach, we know, we're getting out of Mitzrayim, and Shavuos is Kabbalas HaTorah. If you look at the Mitzvot Hayom, what we do to recreate those moments, when it comes to Pesach, we have a lot of mitzvot. When it comes to Sukkot, we have a lot of mitzvot. When it comes to Shavuos, there are no mitzvot whatsoever. Now, we stay up the whole night. This became a big thing in Klal Yisrael. But fundamentally, there are no mitzvot, unique mitzvot about Shavuos. And why is that the case? More so, if you look a little further, you'll see that Pesach and Sukkot are structurally quite different. Inherently, they're quite different. Pesach, the mitzvot, all revolve around the negation of a previous concept. Sukkot relates to freestanding concepts. What do I mean? If you look at Pesach, what exactly is the mitzvah to eat matzah? What is matzah? Where's the definition of matzah anywhere in the Torah? If we look, there is no definition. The essence of matzah is something which fundamentally is possible to become chametz. So it has to be one of the chametz v'nidogon, because that would have to become chametz. Something which could become chametz, that has that potential, and we block that potential, that is what matzah is. The current Pesach was selected because of its ability to serve as a desire for the mitzvah, and we go ahead and we negate that concept. We're always starting with a different concept, and we're negating previous concepts. When it comes to Sukkot, we have, you know, all sorts of mitzvahs sitting in a sukkah, Arminim, they're not coming based on any previous idea. The freestanding mitzvah in its own right, there is value in its own cause of sitting in a sukkah. There's value in the Arminim. That's independent of any previous concept. So why is that the case? The idea is, it would seem, that we're talking about the building of Klal Yisrael back then, and the building of us as Yechidim, being members of Klal Yisrael along the way since then. When you build a nation, you start out with people. They are bound by previous ideas, previous concepts. And the first thing you got to do is to free them from the shackles of the previous concepts, the previous obligations, and say, step out of where you were until now, and now you're free. Start again. The first step is to sur meira. Remove all the ra that you're with, remove what you're bound by, step out of that picture. Once you're out of that picture, now we can talk. Now we can redraw. Once you have a clean slate, you can start again. We'll draw the map again. Now we can start again. After we show you what you should do, go ahead and implement those changes. When they came out of Mitzrayim, was it likewise a three-step process? The first process was negate everything that came until now. Go ahead, go up against Mitzrayim. Everyone had to go ahead and take a stand and show I'm not part of Mitzrayim. Paint it on your doorpost. I am not part of Mitzrayim. I'm a freestanding person. I'm not bound by the thoughts of my generation. Once you do that, okay, internalize that well, and you'll come to Matan Torah. Now that you have Matan Torah, now that you're ready, now that you've internalized you are different, you can go ahead and receive your marching orders. And that was Matan Torah. At the point of Matan Torah, there were no mitzvahs because we hadn't yet received any Torah. The point was, at that point, we're going to tell you going forward what you should be doing. The idea was, at that point, it was the defining moment. Until then, it was warm up, it was practicing of getting rid of everything until then. And beyond that point, it was the point where we internalize it, we make it part of ourselves, and we go forth towards Sukkot, where we celebrate the fact that we can internalize it and become different people. So what you have here is the Sur Meira on the one hand until Matan Torah, then you have a Kabbal Torah. Going forward, you have the Asei Toiv, go ahead and putting it into action, not just in theory, not just in concept, but putting it into real action. If this idea holds true, it would follow that the time between Pesach and Shavuos is not so much a time to be mischazik in various mitzvahs. The idea is specifically to emphasize one's ability to be a Mekabel of the Torah and to root out any remnants. Every person has in their own society, every society has, every individual unique person has their own things they are bound to within their specific time frame, within their specific time, place, and their society. And the idea that previous ideas can hold us back from doing mitzvahs, previous ideas can jeopardize our ability to fully fulfill the Torah, we have to come to Matan Torah without any preconceived, any ideas that hold us back from that. That being the case, time Matan Torah is a time to finalize the work of Pesach, get rid of the things that hold us back so that we can cabal tire properly.